Please do have a seat. Morning, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody. It is good to be together on Christmas morning like this. Who is excited about the rest of the day? Yeah. Who's excited about turkey? Yeah. That's great. It's good that we're all going on holiday together. Little turkey. Oh, never mind. Who's opened presents already this morning? Yep. Who's had a glass of something festive this morning? No judgment here. That's all okay. I'm really excited by today. I love Christmas. It is genuinely my favourite time of the year, bar nothing. And I wanted to share that excitement with you this morning. So I've been working hard, thinking about what to do for our Christmas morning talk, how we can make it exciting. We're going to do this. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the Oprah Winfrey TV show. Her talk show, where she has a sort of a crowd of, about 100 people, and they deal with all kinds of big issues, and it's a talk show thing, and the crowd get really involved. And there's a really famous episode where Oprah is at the front, and the whole sort of theme is all about generosity. And so she invites her audience to look under their chairs. And under their chairs are car keys. And she goes, do you know what? Generosity. You get a car. And 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 everyone in the audience gets a car. And it's amazing because you've got 100 people going absolutely crazy because everyone has got a car. And I wanted that kind of excitement here at St. Mary's this morning. But in a much more Church of England way. So, would you look underneath your pews to see if there is anything under there for you? Let's see what you've all won. Nope. Bit of dust. Bit of some leftovers from the Christingle. Has anyone got anything? We've got some toys and candles. Yep, the our Virgin team are going to have to raise the clearing underneath the pew game. That's all right. No one's got any kind of little parcel or anything. Would you just have another look underneath where you're sitting? And just have a really good look in case there is a little parcel wrapped up. And if there's not, this whole rest of this sermon is really going to fall apart. We've got something. Owen, would you stand up and hold up your parcel in the air? This is exciting. This is exciting. We have one. Would you like to open that for us, Owen, just see what we've got? I told you it was a bit more Church of England. You know, one person. Let's see what's in it. I wrapped this myself. It's beautifully wrapped. I use just lots of sellotape. That's my approach to wrapping. You just take some paper and then you loop sellotape around it until the thing holds together. It's a box. Would you open the box for us, Owen? What's inside the box? It is a, would you like to get that out of its little plastic wrapper and confirm to everybody that you have indeed got a genuine bona fide car key? Because Owen, you have genuinely won a car. Bring in the car! We have genuinely got a car for you, and there is literally no expense. I mean, yeah, no expense, but no expense, no. Here is your car, Owen. Genuinely a real car for you this Christmas time. I'm just glad that you're over 17 and you can drive that. So a round of applause for Owen. Happy Christmas, everybody. You can genuinely keep that car key as well. That's a real car key. I don't know whose car it will open. Just try it, see what happens. Do you know what? Obviously, we couldn't get you all a car. Our church budget wouldn't extend that far. I asked the treasurer, he said no. But that present was probably slightly disappointing compared to the possibility of getting a real big car. A little matchbox car, it's not the same league, really. But this morning, we are here to celebrate a present that's the exact opposite. Something that perhaps at first looks unimpressive, but turns out to be the most amazing, the most important, the best gift that has ever been given. We're here to celebrate this morning the birth of a baby, born into poverty, born into obscurity, born into occupied territory. The most humble beginning, but a birth that transforms the whole world, that makes our today different, that means you and me can celebrate here 2,000 years later the gift of God incarnate, God with us, Emmanuel. That is the greatest gift. It is not a gift that disappoints. It is a gift that looks small, but inside that baby, inside that birth, is the greatest gift. That's what makes Christmas so exciting. God with us. The Word became flesh and made his living among us. May you know the joy of that this Christmas and always. Amen.